Beloved friends of America and the whole world, tonight let us feel as never before the privilege that is ours. And as Mrs. Ballard indicated to you, instead of sitting down and feeling that you must be subject to the conditions and succumb to them, today you have the privilege, the opportunity to gain the understanding by which you can render a service to America and yourselves unparalleled in the history of the earth. Therefore, today, mankind stands within the radiance, the open doorways of the powers of light, the ascended masters, and how to render this service and set themselves free. The difference in our previous understanding and this today has been in the failure to know that above every human form is the individualized God presence of I Am that is beating each human heart. Therefore, in that understanding, and which we have proven to the whole world, that call to that presence will be answered and is answered every time you call. If there is all doubts and fears removed from you, then mankind will see their answers quick enough. But you must apply the law. First, understand it. Study and understand the same as you apply your attention to anything else in the world which you're not familiar. This work is the most practical thing in the universe today. It is the law of life, your life set in action by your understanding and application of it. And therefore, the conditions which mankind have fought over for centuries and thousands of wars have been set into action with the human idea of correcting the conditions has never corrected anything. And it only wears people out, exhausts their supply of energy and finance until they rest a while and go at it again. Therefore, beloved mankind, in your call to the mighty I Am presence today, you are setting into action the mightiest power in the universe to forever silence the human destructive qualities. And once you have gained the victory of anything, individually or for the nation, by your call to the mighty I Am presence, that condition is remedied forever. For I tell you, beloved one, if you ever find yourself in the clutches of the conditions that the Orient and Europe are today, you will wish you had never been born in this embodiment. Therefore, you have before you, and we and they, nearly 500,000 students have been working these 4 years almost for the protection of America. And this is only for the public good. There is no thing that we are profiting by except to see mankind set free. We are giving every ounce of energy, every particle of power within our being, and we can call forth from our mighty I Am presence that mankind may see, know, understand, and be able to apply and give the assistance to America that she needs at this time. Just the other day, a cartoon was sent to me showing in the forest, and that forest of trees represented the conditions that are destructive to our America today. And there was pictured Washington with his axe. Well, Washington lives again.
that power and acts of light shall cut down every one of those destructive trees that have sprouted and grown in America. That victory of 200 years ago will again take place forever. And this time by the power of light that is forever and eternally sustained and mankind held within its great radiance, and that no time in the future shall discord again enter into America and the world. I tell you, beloved people, that the time has come when the powers of light and that released by the call of mankind shall take its dominion on earth, and no destructive force shall longer hold sway and hold its dominion over mankind and its clutches upon mankind's throat, and when it's ready to shut off their life. No longer shall the powers of darkness have any authority, any ability to hold their claws upon mankind. Beloved people of America, do you not understand that the moment you allow discordant feelings to enter your feeling world, you are opening your world to the destructive forces, and that all that it wants to get you disturbed so that you can't call the great powers of light into action to set yourself and America free? I call to the people of America, as never before, that the powers of every honest, sincere American will assert itself, and in the power and glory of God Almighty, call forth that almighty power of light that will eventually release the great cosmic light that will sweep every selfish, destructive force from America and the earth forever. Beloved people, even in the face of condition, beloved ones, there is not to fear in the world. There is only one power that can and will govern, and at your call, that power of God Almighty, the mighty I Am, the power of light, eternal, self-luminous intelligent substance, will release at your call and render that service to mankind, and it shall be forever sustained. Remember that you have at your assistance today the glory as never before released in the powers of earth. Therefore, you have the pure call to God, the mighty I Am presence, the ascended masters, the legion of light, the cosmic beings, the great cosmic light that will send forth their mighty power of light rays to dissolve all conditions that beset mankind today, individually, your city, state, and nation. Therefore, beloved ones of earth, I ask you, everywhere, beloved friends of America, to make that call. If you value your freedom, if you value the love for your families, your property, the conditions that exist, stand forth and with your hands raised to God, the mighty I Am presence, make that call that will send the glory of the light forth into the earth and into America, into your individual world, and set yourselves and America and the world free forever from the discord of human creation. It has no power.
Won't you be seated?
Therefore, beloved ones, in all that mankind holds dear, they are no longer subject to these conditions, although the appearance is there. And I say to you, beloved Americans, assert your dominion and call forth the power of light that will give you your freedom, America the assistance that she needs, and then you will understand what it means to have rendered a service unparalleled in the history of the earth. Therefore, I say to you, now is your opportunity. We have been spending our energy without limit. If you will join us, beloved friends of America, and make this call, then shall the power of light find its dominion in earth, and you individually find yourselves free from every limiting thing that has ever beset you. I give praise and thanks for this opportunity of serving the light of my own light. And beloved friends of America and students whom one day you shall be, I say to you, in all that you give to life, all your service, you are serving your own life for your own freedom. And in the glory of all that is glorious and sacred to you, stand forth and accept the full glory of action into your life, and then in the fullness of that happiness which comes alone from the powers of light, enjoy the extreme happiness sustained that can be yours. All that the outer conditions of the world can produce today is temporary happiness, temporary results or rest from discord. But in the understanding and call to your great presence of all life, then that will eventually bring you into a permanent freedom, into a permanent limitless powers of your own life. It's your own life that sets you free. It's been waiting throughout the centuries. Won't you accept it?